Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Get him.
Look, you earn him. There's no doubt about that.
No, it's just amazing, you earn him, though, with the nickname.
Wait, but what do we end up calling Giannis if he doesn't win tonight at home? Nets Bucks, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, ESPN Radio. Full coverage starts at 8 on ESPN Radio.
It's still a Greek freak.
It's clearly must win. Yeah?
Yeah. He's still a Greek freak.
You hear what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar say yesterday on the jump?
The cap ain't
Kareem, hey, what? Is he lying?
No. I mean,
he knows what he's looking
at. He was like, currently constructed, they're not a championship team. I mean, pretty much what he said.
No, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what
he
said.
It's not pretty much. It's literally what he said.
Verbatim.
But I don't know that the cap took everything into consideration that's happening right today in the NBA.
Let me ask you,
everybody falling out and hurt.
Well, the injuries are an issue.
You're a mentality guy.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. I see it every day.
I'll punch you right in there.
Every day. It's a fight. Yes. When you look at the mentality of the Bucks, is that a championship mentality?
I don't mind Chris Middleton. I don't mind his temperament.
That's not an answer,
That's
is
not
it?
An answer,
hold on, let me get there, you reporter.
You said, I don't mind.
Drew Holiday hadn't played well lately. Giannis does not give me championship pedigree style, that in-your-face attitude that I think I need
vibes
from my star. So, no.
You're not getting those vibes.
Doesn't mean it can't happen.
Doesn't mean
like,
it can't happen.
The probability
but just,
you're looking at, you're like, is this – like, you see championship teams, you're like, you got to go through some stuff to persevere through a championship run, right? And the way you handle that adversity kind of sets the tone for how you're going to deal with the adversity.
It's almost like what we're saying is they look like front runners.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know what I'm
no,
saying?
No,
like
it's very fair.
Like a front running.
It's very fair. They're a regular season team. You remember, like, LeBron could never get past the Celtics. Goes to Miami, right? Like, he has to slay the dragon. Like, he has to go through, like you said, some stuff.
Yeah, but LeBron.
To get there.
I hate to do this, but LeBron, got to be fair with that one, though. What was he working with in Cleveland?
No, I know.
Versus what the Celtics had.
I understand. That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is what Jay was saying, is you've got to face that adversity. You got to take it on, and you're gonna lose. You're gonna have that moment where he rips his jersey off as he's walking out of the stadium, and then there's those times where the crowd's gonna be chanting. You have to be in the crucible sometimes and come out the victor. And Giannis in Brooklyn against a wounded team with a big lead did not do that. And now you go home. Well, yeah, you'll have your crowd. Like you said, front runner. You'll have your crowd. You'll have all that stuff going on. And it's something. We talked about it. How after the game, when KD had his signature performance, right? And you're saying it. Quentin Richardson, who we just had on, who played in the NBA, was a tough-as-nails kind of player. And Q Rich, I didn't even get the question out. And he started going, nope, nope.
No.
He knew what I was saying. Giannis throwing flowers at KD while the series is still alive, while your team is facing elimination, and you barely guarded him as a defensive player of the year, for him to say that stuff, I wanted to know, what does an NBA player think of it? And here's what Q Rich said.
I'm sorry, the only way to beat the best is to think that you're the best. Like you haven't heard somebody take down Goliath like, oh, well, you know, I got lucky. Like, no, man. You got lucky because mentally you put yourself in the place to do that. But it starts with where you are psychologically.
Yeah.
Like, and I know KD is the best player in the world. But if you're Giannis, you gotta be like, you have to be in your hotel room right now or with at home saying, I'm gonna beat this dude's head in tonight.
Think about
I don't
this.
Care what he does, I'm dominating
I'm not,
him.
I'm not with he the best player in the world though. Like next time we have Sean Payton on or Todd Haley or any of my ex coaches, you ask them what I used to tell they asked when they was out there pregame talking to the other team, talking to the other coaches. And ask them how I treated them when I saw that. I mean, what y'all over there fraternizing? You what? Say that after the fact.
After the series. And that's why like, this should be after the series. And what you said, though, the mentality thing, because, you know, you heard Q Rich say, and if I was in the locker room, I'd look at him saying, why are you saying that? I'd love to get you guys
well,
in the locker room.
Well, Jay asked me yesterday about that in the locker room. Jay asked me what would I – with Coach Bud said, hey, you know, we're going to go with P.J. Tucker, yeah. and I'm the defensive reigning MVP, and I got all the length and the athletic ability. I could slide with him. I could do everything. I could force him to take bad shots. And I sit there and go, all right, Jay, you go ahead and just you take him.
I'm Drew Holiday. I'm like.
Now, it's not the first time Giannis has done this. You remember how you mentioned this last year in the bubble, Jimmy Butler. I mean, they eliminated him in the second round. The Miami Heat did. It was an upset. And it was the same question. Giannis, why are you not guarding Jimmy Butler? Why are you not taking
this, you a lot.
Take this on? And here's Giannis, this is back in September, talking about that thing of taking on Jimmy Butler. Why would you ask that?
Well, this is what Q brought up. And I've heard a couple of people take this stance on it, and it's starting to make sense. Yes. Maybe it's the way that Giannis grew up playing basketball, where you're not familiar with the culture of basketball. See, like here, and I'm sure it's happened to Key a couple of times. It's definitely happened to me. When I grew up and I would go to courts, I would get my head beat in. You know what I had to do when I would lose after waiting 30 minutes to play a game? I have to wait 2 hours, 3 hours to get back on the court to play again. Nah. But I was going to keep coming. And if a dude scored on me, he was going to let it be known that he was giving me buckets. Mm-hmm. Which, if you're in that environment as a young man, you have two choices. Number one, you cower and you say, you know what? And then all your boys get on your ass the whole time.
I can't.
And kill you the rest of it. Until you play him again, your boys kill you mm-hmm. over and over again. Or you say, you know what? Nah, I'm going to keep coming. I don't know if Giannis ever grew up in that type of environment where he was forced to
think. Jay, how long has he been in the NBA? Long enough to have been in that environment.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to find a reason. I've never known a hooper to say, why would you ask me that?
No, but here –
I've never known a hooper to ask. You know why I'm asking you that. Yeah.
In Jay, I was already picked before I wind up at the gym. They were waiting for me to get there. I just want you
– He's Nick Saban. He already has his team set up.
Are you talking about on the basketball court?
Yeah, I'm a legend.
Yeah, never lost.
No, I'm messing with you. What gym is he playing at, though?
That's the question.
I didn't ask.
Go ahead.
In terms of football, right? I'm going to see if I could turn it toward football in comparison to Giannis being a European player and his style of play in Europe and how the grind is different on the hard court here. In football, guys that are really good in football, they've been through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. I'm talking like. Like some stuff in their life. That's why they're so rugged and hard. And then guys that have, they grow up a certain way. They mommy, daddy, both got good jobs. Doesn't mean they're not going to be good and successful. They just, it's different. They're not, the heat doesn't bother them because they go into an air-conditioned space when they go home. Opposed to kids that grow up with some stuff, their windows are open when they go home, trying to get a breeze in there. So their mentalities are different in football. Does that make sense
to
you?
Yeah, used to it being difficult.
You're used to it being difficult.
Yeah, Giannis has gone through some difficult times. I mean,
oh my God.
I'm talking about
the story of him,
football,
him and his brothers.
Not him growing up in a tough family environment. I'm just talking about from a mentality on the field and on the court.
Here's a mentality, and here's a story that I'll share. This is from 2005, right before, I think it was New Year's, the Knicks and the Nets were going to play each other.
Oh, this is a
Jason Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jason Kidd was the best
point
guard in the league.
Oh, the point guard.
No, the best point guard in the league at the time with the Nets. And Steph Marbury did a interview where he said, I believe I'm the best point guard mm-hmm. in the league. And he was eviscerated for it. Eviscerated. As a, how could you say that? You're so arrogant. You're playing Jason Kidd. And then Jason Kidd just absolutely destroys the Knicks in this game. And so Marbury had to take all this criticism for saying it and then getting blown out the next day. And his point was, if I don't think that, I can't walk on the court and play a guy like Jason Kidd.
Exactly.
I have to believe that. So I have to tell myself that. And when I heard him explain that, it changed my mentality of what he said. Now it's like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. You've got to talk yourself into it. And Giannis saying he's the best player in the world. Well, tonight you're walking on the floor, and you're going to guard the best player in the world, and you're going to stop.
You're subconsciously planting a seed already in your mind about he's the best player in the world.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing. So you're walking on the court saying he's the best player in the world. He's the best player in the world. How does that give you a fighting chance?
So every time you see the highlights where you sit in your whole house and you watch ESPN, you're already defeated. Is that what it is? You're already scared to do anything with KD. You're not supposed to do that, though, man, talk about your opponent being the best. Yeah, you could say he's a very talented player. It's a hard dude to stop. We got to plan a certain way. But I'm never going to tell you that I'm playing against Jerry Rice. He's the greatest receiver of all time. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. No.
I might know that. I understand
Jerry Rice is that, but I ain't. No. Because today I am.
Yeah, it feels like when you see that, you want Giannis to be like, that's on me.
Oh, yeah. Well, look.
If he had said, tonight's on me. And if he had said it like that,
he had that look in his
everybody
eye.
Would have known.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, everybody's damn, on alert. Okay. Like, uh-oh, watch out for game six. Okay. Now, again, actions speak louder than words, so we'll find out certainly tonight. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, speaking of mentality, right, you'd think at this point, is it in the head of the Philadelphia 76ers about beating the Hawks when you have big leads and can't close the deal, consecutive games, and now a series that should be over? They're facing elimination in that series as they go now back to Atlanta. To talk about this, we go to Philadelphia. Anthony Gargano on 97.5, the Fanatic in Philly, joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Anthony, good morning. I mean, is the bigger concern the inability to close? Like, they're building these big leads. They can't close the deal. Is that coaching or is that a player issue?
I think it's both. And I will tell you, the pall over the city, I've only experienced this one other time. In fact, the two worst losses in the history of the city happened last night and in 2003, when Keyshawn and the Buccaneers ended the vet and beat the Eagles. And that's the kind of devastation that is left this morning.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
I'm not sorry. Y'all booed Santa Claus, so who gives a damn, right?
Anthony,
I'm just speaking the truth, man.
Anthony, you seem pretty.
It's bad today. That's how bad it is.
I was gonna say I don't feel the pain in your voice, Anthony. I don't know if you seem like you're very poised right now. I thought it would be a little bit more hurtful with the way they. I mean, 26 point lead.
You have no idea. Like, listen, it's a gut punch. It's horrible. Like, you want to be real? I'm trying not to cry on national TV on radio. I'm just trying not to cry. It's awful. It's a horrible feeling. And the problem was, everybody was bent out of shape after they blew the lead in game five, right? Like in game four, where they should have been up 3-1.
Right.
So now you have last night, and everybody expected them to come out and play the way they did and indeed to dominate and the whole thing. And it played out that way, except two guys score field goals in the second half. I mean, it's unbelievable. Ben has been the bane of existence for not shooting the basketball this whole run, this whole career here. And now it's just worse, right? Tobias Harris is a max player. And you give you that kind of effort, you go up small. Two play. The dunk he missed, the bunny he missed in game four. And then last night, same thing. People are freaking out.
What are the Philadelphia faithful saying about Ben Simmons' play in the fourth quarter? Hacker Simmons. I mean, what are they screaming? Take him out.
I mean,
leave him
on.
In.
I mean, you see it, right? Like, it's painful. Here's the thing. Nobody can wrap their arms around the fact that this kid won't shoot. Four shots. I mean, drive to the basket. Attack the cup. You're bigger. She's 6'11" and sleek. And people can't comprehend. And by the way, you watch him shoot a free throw. That's not shots. I mean, he's got a rotation on the ball. I mean, it's mind-boggling, guys. Like, you can't comprehend it. That's the most frustrating thing about it is you can't comprehend this. And then you got Doc Rivers, who's leaving the bench and losing momentum two games in a row. He did the same thing. And then you start to wonder, well, is that what happened with the Clippers? Is that why Doc doesn't win and blows 3-1 leads?
It is. In fact, what is it, five of the last eight blown leads, the biggest blown leads? Doc Rivers has been the head coach.
Yes.
And maybe it's just me, and Key and I kind of got into it a little bit yesterday.
Conversation.
But, like, after game four, and I know that Joel Embiid was 0-12 from the field in the second half. When I saw Joel Embiid's post-game presser, and he was kind of like joking around. Is it just me, or do I feel like, because I'm a fan of Joel Embiid, like, I just want to see him take damn things seriously. I just want to see him be serious. Is it me, or is that what Philly fans feel?
Yeah, it's so difficult because he came in this year with a proper attitude, and he had an MVP type of season, right? And he had carries them throughout the playoffs, and he has one bad game, so it's hard to come down. But he was out of control. He didn't play well. He had that same kind of bad body language that he had yesterday in game four, and then it's just so difficult because he has, for the most part, he's been the guy you can count on. It's been the supporting cast, other than Seth Curry, who has let you down.
And Seth Curry disappeared, or maybe the ball didn't find him in game four. Anthony, first of all, I'm feeling this pain, by the way. I'm feeling it, and I'm not trying to pull a scab, but I got to ask. Is it like this whole trust the process thing that was so celebrated for so long? I mean, how long is this process going here? I mean, what are we doing? I mean, we're almost a decade into a process. It's not a process anymore.
Listen, I hear you, and I'm a process defender because I thought the whole thing was just hit the reset button. And there are times when you're stuck in NBA purgatory that you just got to reset the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it, and they got Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And quite frankly, as much as I love the kid, Ben's been a colossal disappointment. He just has been. And that's bigger than the process, is that you got to hit on players or else the whole thing doesn't count. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, their batting average on those first round picks, very low. Even though you did get two all-stars, extremely low.
I'm supposed to write the book, but it's never going to happen, so it doesn't matter.
Anthony, so with that being said, win or lose, bounce, keep it moving, whatever the case may be, should this be the last year Ben Simmons in a Sixer uniform?
I guess you're right. If the kid's not going to score and just completely disappear, the fans are done with him. I'll tell you right off the bat.
Really?
I've been a Ben defender because I think he plays defense, and I think he's a fantastic facilitator. But, you guys are right. I mean, you can't go 2-for-10 from the line, and you can't disappear. Like, the more you disappear, that's it. Yeah, you become indefensible. So, you're right.
We have one of our producers here, Alan Yates, a Philly guy who always –
I love Alan.
I love that last night he wasn't wearing a shooting sleeve because the joke is he wears a shooting sleeve but doesn't shoot.
Yeah, he's right. I love Alan. Yeah, I know Alan. I love him, and he's right. It's terrible, guys.
So,
it's
Anthony, what do you do?
Devastating.
What do you do? So, if you're Doc Rivers, because I've been trying to think about this for the last couple of days, you get down to the fourth quarter. There's 6 minutes left to go in a game. You know these games in game, six and seven, if they get there, are going to be tight. Do you just don't play Ben Simmons down the stretch?
You can't. I mean, you can't do the hat to Ben. The shame is Washington did it. And he hit free throws, right? So, but I think more you guys know better than anybody. They lost the momentum of that game, man. That game was lost early in the fourth quarter when that lead just started to melt away.
Joel was on
like
the bench.
Cheese whiz.
Yeah, Joel was on the bench. Dwight was horrific. Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, Dwight was checked out almost. It seemed like he was just completely checked out. He's jawing with people on the sideline.
Exactly.
He's too busy talking to people watching the game than he is actually focused on the game, unless he's got an opportunity to dunk the basketball. Like when Joel's out of the game, they're a different team, and he's got a bad knee. That says that's the part that certainly says a lot, man. That's what's a lot. All right, so Key had a trade offer for you for Ben Simmons. I want to see if you take this deal.
Dane?
You got Kyle Kuzma. You want to throw anybody else in the deal?
We'll give you Kuz. We'll give you
Schroeder.
Well, he's not under contract.
No, I'm joking.
He's not under contract.
I know guys
but
you
we'll
don't
let
like.
You. We'll sign and trade him to you, too. Who else? Who else?
No, I'm out. Nobody, I want
you
Dane.
Give him any other bums?
I want anybody. I want Dame.
Wait. You're going to get Dame Lillard for Ben Simmons?
No, man, come on, man.
I like yours a little bit more. Just saying, we can give you some pics.
I love it.
If you're offering me Kuzma, I got to do better than Kuzma.
No, but that's just a piece of it. That's not everything. I got to figure out what else. Because we got a lot of expiring contracts and stuff, so I got to figure out.
You want them.
I'll take Ben Simmons in a heartbeat if we got something to give you back.
See, consult with Rich Paul first, and then come back to Anthony.
Well, that's true. I need to talk to Rich to find out what we can get for him.
Gargano bringing it, man. Yo, I got to admit, I could. The funny thing is in your voice, I could feel a very similar pain, a really like relatable pain. And that treadmill is a bad place to be in the NBA. There's no doubt about it.
There's the Knicks.
Are the Sixers there? That's certainly the question. Thanks so much for the time, man.
Let's go, Bucks!
Woo!
Tampa, baby.
Love you guys.
Anthony Gargano. Oh, my God. You hear the pain.
Oh, yeah.
You hear the pain. It is.
I had to try to get him there because I was trying to be poised and cover at first.
I love the fact that he has that pain. Because when he took me back to the Bucks and the Eagles, I love that. Because you had to see their faces. Ooh, it was lovely.
Was that when they were yelling stuff?
Oh, just – no. You? Well, they were yelling stuff and we took care of business. But the fact that they had the audacity to advance their equipment staff prior to the game with all their equipment to head to San Diego, and they were in New Mexico, they had to turn around. It was the greatest feeling ever.
Turn the plane around.
Come on back, baby.
Head on back. Mm-mm. Oh, man. Well, you know, someone who was in the building for KD's epic Game 5 performance tells us what we should expect for Game 6 tonight. That's after Jay has this from O'Reilly.
Listen up. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. My Keyshawn voice. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. How nice is that? Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Coming up Monday on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Basketball Hall of Famer Magic Johnson.
What's up? It's the Hall of Famer Magic Johnson. Monday, I'll be in studio on KJZ. I got some Hall of Fame moves for Jay and Key. I'm going to set you straight on the game of basketball, but you still my boy. Get ready, because I'm coming.
Magic Johnson on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Monday morning at 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN News.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
SportsCenter right now, Jacob deGrom was perfect. Then he had to leave a game against the Cubs with an injury. The Mets did win 6-3, but concern for DeGrom, who struck out 8 over the first 3 innings. He also drove in a run with an RBI single in the second inning, but he said he has got to get an MRI on right shoulder. He'll get that today. His concern about the shoulder, more concern that once again he had to leave a game early due to injury. Mets fans certainly hope it turns out to be nothing. Meanwhile, tonight, for the Nets and the Bucks, Game 6, The Nets can advance with a win, but they'll do it once again without Kyrie Irving. He is out. James Harden, however, is available.
Closing now, time.
Kyrie has not yet advanced doing any on-court work. Remember, after hurting his ankle. Now, James Harden, who injured his hamstring in game one of this series, he did play in game five after missing a week of time. You can catch the game, by the way, tonight, game six on ESPN and ESPN Radio. Coverage starts at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio. To golf, the U.S. Open, that begins today. Defending champion Bryson DeChambeau seeking to become the eighth player to win consecutive U.S. Opens. Meanwhile, Phil Mickelson, he's finished runner-up six different times at the U.S. Open. Not only is that the most in tournament history, it's the most by any player without a win in any of the four majors. SportsCenter, presented by Progressive Insurance. With more than 30 unique coverage options available, Progressive knows small business. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
We know their guys play better and more comfortable when they're in there, sleeping in their own beds at home. We got our work cut out for us. What are we looking forward to?
Let's get down to business.
Obviously, he's not himself, but he's a soldier and he's fighting for his teammates.
That's it for this first half. It's been all Milwaukee.
Let's get down to business.
Durant for three. Durant fires and hits. This is a classic game for Kevin Durant. 2-point Brooklyn lead. Middleton with a pass and Brooklyn up.
Signature performance for Kevin. Him to have the toughness, the mentality, that's what makes him one of the all-time greats.
The hug there by Steve Nash also said everything. Kevin Durant might have saved the season for the Nets with what was called his signature performance. And somebody that was there who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, Rex Chapman,
Rex.
Former Suns guard, superstar from Kentucky, and actually a superstar now on social media. If you follow him on Twitter, everywhere else, Rex has figured it out. He's dominated. And, you know, us old guys don't normally do stuff like that on social media, but you do definitely dominate it, Rex, no doubt about it. Well, I want to ask about this, the game, because, you know, Barclays Center at times in Brooklyn has been accused of being too quiet or just not a loud enough type of arena. But it seemed like through the TV, the atmosphere there as KD went for 49 and a triple-double was pretty special.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? Thanks for having me. It was awesome. I was there with my daughter the other night, and you know, it's a New York crowd. This Nets franchise, you know, they've moved. Doesn't have that steeped like Phoenix. It was out there last week, and what a building from beginning to end. When Kevin started playing the other night and the fans noticed that, the momentum has shifted. It was an amazing building for the last quarter and a half. It was loud. They're going to need that, though, as this thing progresses.
Rex, let me ask you a simple question because maybe some people are confused. Who is the better team?
Nets or Bucks?
Yeah. I mean, right now, currently constructed, who's the better
team? With the injuries, yeah.
With the injuries?
Yes.
With the injuries, that's tough. And Giannis, I know. It's so.
Isn't that crazy that you have to think about that, Rex? Isn't that crazy?
Because they're healthy. The Bucks are healthy. Yeah, it's just difficult. They're a weirdly constructed team. Middleton is fantastic. You know, he's just not overwhelming. Same way with Drew. Both those guys can go get you a bucket, but there's just something missing from that team. It seems like, obviously, Giannis's shooting is an issue because he gets that head of speed in the backcourt and teams pick him up in the paint. They're willing to let him shoot a free throw line jumper. So that just condenses everything. Their spacing is great because they've got terrific shooters, but something's missing from that squad.
Yeah, Rex, you were at game five, and so game six is tonight. I'm assuming you won't be in the house in Milwaukee. But
I won't be.
I know, right? What do you expect tonight in tonight's game? Milwaukee going home, everything is on the line. It's win or go home.
Yeah, you know, I expect them to win. I'm kind of privately rooting for the Nets with Stevie's one of my good buddies, Nash. But I think the Bucks probably get this one tonight. They the Nets were dead in the water for most of that game the other night until Kevin started playing. The good part about it, you know, and I was saying before the game, you know, at 2-2, the Nets seemed pretty deflated. 3-2, they somehow get that game. And going into the game, I was like, you know, the best thing to happen for the Nets is if they can somehow win this one, no matter how James plays, and he remains healthy, because then he has yesterday off. And so I think that's a good sign for the Nets. But going on the road, you know James is going to be sore. He played big minutes for the first time in 3 weeks the other day, or 2 weeks the other day. So I kind of look for Milwaukee to bounce back. But, and I say but, that loss for them the other night had to be soul-crushing. And if they can bounce back, you know, and push a game seven, that'll be interesting to see back here in Brooklyn.
Rex, I watched your game for a long time. You and I have known each other for a good amount of time. As P.J. Carlesimo would say, you're always a competitive prick, and I love that, right? People, like, I'm the same way, right? Keyshawn was the same way. Right. When you heard Giannis say that Kevin Durant was the best player in the world multiple times, as somebody who's built that way, where did your mind go?
Straight to Michael. Because Jordan, look, he was way better than most of the rest of us, certainly better than myself. I knew I had to play my best every time I went out there. We played in an era in the 80s and 90s. It was a little different. There was no way on earth I would have ever said that about him while we were playing, ever. Also, I don't know if I even believed that at the time. You know, I couldn't allow myself to believe that the next man was that much better than me. So, also, I think that gives Kevin life going into game six and game seven. And the last thing you want to do is give one of the best players on the planet more life. He was awful for the first 2.5 quarters the other night. Kevin was offensively. Then he started playing downhill, started getting some calls, and then the bucket seemed huge. So, yeah, I don't know. Giannis is trying to play a mind game, and I'm not sure that's the right one.
Hey, Rex, how long did you play?
I played 12 years.
You know, I never played in the NBA. Did you know that?
But
you ain't better than me. You know that, right?
It's called irrational confidence, Rex. You know
right?
what I mean?
No,
we all got
though.
It to a degree.
Think about it, though. He's not better than me. I'm not about to allow him to feel that way. Yes. And he played 12 years in the NBA.
That's why I think I don't think regular people understand this, because I brought this up with some friends of mine in the media, and they're all like, what's wrong with that? He's just being respectful. What's wrong with that?
No.
I'm like, I don't think you understand. And after a series is over, okay. Yeah. In a series, hell no. Like, I could not believe
See,
that.
See, because Rex, I say that because now I know Kevin Durant. Like, if you're a player of that caliber and you hear somebody say that about you, I tracked it back.
Yeah.
You see me?
Yeah.
Like, if you hear somebody say that about you, I know, okay.
I got you.
I know where you stand now. I got you. I got you.
Especially given the fact that Kevin come out and said, don't compare Giannis to me. Don't compare Giannis to me. He doesn't like that. And then it was like Giannis gave him everything he wanted.
Yeah.
You're great, man. You're better than me.
Maybe Giannis agreed. Don't compare me to KD. Maybe Giannis agreed. Hey, Rex, so obviously your connection with Phoenix, well-known there, and the Suns, getting to the Western Conference Finals, that's a great story. But then came yesterday's story with Chris Paul going into the health and safety protocol. What do you know about that, and how concerned are you about him not being available for the Western Conference Finals?
You know, I'm a little confused about it, but my understanding is it's not that serious. And given the fact that they did sweep the Nuggets, it gives them a little time. You know, I'm sure if Chris is, you know, I think many of us were either had COVID or know people that did. He's probably a little, but they've got some time. That series with the Clippers looks like it's going to go at least another one and maybe two more. So I think I'm not that concerned about that. As far as the Suns go, if they're healthy, the one thing sitting courtside to see games 1 and 2 out there against Denver, you realized right away Denver couldn't beat, if Phoenix was healthy, there's no way Denver could beat them. They were, Chris Paul owned the backcourt matchup. Devin Booker owned his backcourt matchup. And Phoenix's defense is just so tied together. I can't say enough good stuff about Monty Williams. James Jones went out and hired Monty Williams. And you guys remember that college atmosphere, what that was like. I can't impress upon you enough that these Phoenix Suns love Monty Williams. They love their coach. They will do anything for him. They've got something special going right now, and that building out there is amazing.
And you know, anything can happen the way the playoffs are setting up this year. Anything can happen. Wouldn't it be amazing to see the Suns get that far? And I'm sure you'll be courtside for it, Rex.
Yeah, anytime Rex want to do something one-on-one, let me know.
He's already.
I'm ready for it. I don't care about no 12 years of no NBA.
Rex, you know you got to say back to him, right? You know you got to say back to him. You got to tell him that you could check him easy.
Man, there's no question. I wish I could have got some of Keith.
You put Rex Chapman on me at corner?
You know he's about 6'7", right?
Hey,
hops.
Rex, I'm like Larry Bird. Man, you disrespected me. You put that dude on me at corner?
I think he got you, Keith.
I would bait the quarterback to throw that ball.
Talk that talk, Rex. Well, I'm getting ready to fly you down to Milwaukee to talk to Giannis then. If he need a pep talk.
I love it. Rex, thanks, right, man. We appreciate you.
All right, Rex.
Rex Chapman. Again, he's great follow on Twitter as well. Joined us on the Goodyear Hotline. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up next, call the roulette. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That is next. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, ESPN Radio and the ESPN.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like a walk-off home run in the ninth inning, good. Okay, maybe not that damn good, but pretty darn good with straight talk. You can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys. Plus, no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half to see me bust Rex straight talk wireless? No contract, no compromise. Man, you know what I do to Rex.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hall of Famer. The greatest point guard ever.
Five-time NBA champion.
There's only one person all that applies to.
Magic Johnson knows what it takes to be a winner.
He'll speak with us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Followed by a stop in to get up.
And he'll join me on First Take.
It's Magic in the Morning, Monday, June 21st, starting with KJZ at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Get up on ESPN starting at 8 Eastern.
And First Take at 10, Monday, June 21st. Magic all morning.
Magic Johnson, Monday morning. Are you ready for that?
Bring us in.
Is this the outfit change? Is this what we're wearing?
A little bit.
The hoodie?
No, nobody needs to
the
know.
Hoodie and the collar shirt underneath?
Secret.
Why are you zippering all? Wouldn't you want to show the hoodie?
Looking like Blue Man. Go ahead and put the hoodie on. You look like a Blue Man.
Go ahead.
You look like a Blue Man. I'm gonna
is
mess
this
up
your
my hair
mellow
now.
Look
Blue Man
before?
In Vegas.
I got my
mellow
like,
hoodie.
I feel like E.T.
You fine as frog's hair. So you all right?
You saw that? You saw that?
Alan Blue Eyes.
That's what the person said. I don't even know what that means.
Doesn't matter what it means. It's just getting supported.
You know, you look like you would be in an episode of Baywatch.
Why do you keep saying episode?
Episode. That's how I speak, man. If it's not English, then it ain't English.
Why, don't get
it.
Mad because you say
episode. That's how I say it. Women say episode.
No, I don't say episode. It's
episode. There you go.
I'm just getting
Baywatch
ready.
Baywatch guy.
He said Baywatch. You see Alan just run on the beach.
Yeah, slow-mo. He looked like a Baywatch guy.
I'll save you.
There's so many things I could say that I shouldn't say right now on TV, especially in radio, because we will be making my debut. You've been on First Take before many times. Me, never.
Yeah,
so it's a big deal for me.
In a different role, though.
Right, it's a big deal for me.
What's your opening line in First Take? Do you know what you're going to say
off the
top?
Why don't you tune in? Tune in and find out, Jay.
I will be watching
ESPN 2 mm-hmm. at the top of the hour.
Yeah, so that's coming up next. So we have to get ready for it because the transition from this studio into First Take is like, you know, NASCAR in the pit. We've got to run over to the other desk, so there's not a lot of time to prepare, which is why I'm trying to prepare.
I was asking Key if he was going to change during the break, but Key, you know Key. This is what I love about Key. You got about 2 minutes in between shows. Key, you going to change right now during the first break? He's like, I'll be fine. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm straight.
No stress in his voice at all.
What am I supposed to be stressed?
No. Meanwhile, Alan just made it back before
I'm
the break.
I'm a glass case of emotion right now.
Yeah,
no
basketball
idea.
Players be stressed out.
Yeah, we do.
I'm not stressed. I'm fine.
All right.
You don't get stressed?
No. Before I go on air? I mean, the last couple of days have been challenging, but I'm fine now.
But you also got to realize where he's from, though.
Yeah.
It's the East Coast stuff. Everything is on 100.
Yes.
West Coast.
I've said that. Yes. Like, what's the worst thing about? Remember, we did that whole thing. What's the worst thing about where you're from? What would you tell people? That's what I would tell people. We're out of 10. It's not about you.
I got him to calm down when he was driving. When he was my Uber the other day, you know.
He got you too.
He got me
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Drop you because
Uber. He's
off,
like,
man.
This is what Key said. Ever. This is what Key said. Back to the main road.
Key was like, I don't have to spend $9.99 now for the Uber. I'm like.
No, I said $12. Then I actually showed you.
It was a $3 inflation.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
I actually showed you.
I'm sorry, Key. $12 is supposed to be.
I wasn't spending $12 to take an Uber when you right there and you can put me in your damn car and take me home.
But you didn't ask me. It was kind of like, Jay, you drove?
And that was it. Yeah, you going to say no?
Yes.
You going to lie?
I said no yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah, you lied, but I wasn't even worried about it. That's why I was hoping your car got towed.
How about him standing next to, like, by the way, waiting for the car? Like, we get to the parking lot. He goes over to, like, this beat up car, like waiting, standing there. I'm like, that's not.
He profiled you?
Oh, right away. Yeah, that's probably. He knows he did it. When I go to my car, he goes, oh, that's your car. Like, like you were expecting something else.
I didn't know which was yours.
And there are a lot of people in the room today for First Take. I don't know what's going on, but I feel uncomfortable.
A lot of eyeballs.
A lot of people in the room.
It's a big deal. I'm excited.
All right, roll it.
Should we roll it? Yeah, let's roll it. Spin it, actually. It's
Charlie's
a spinner.
In the room. She's getting mic'd up. Russ is with the mic. There's a lot of stuff. I can't.
Charlie doesn't know what she's
stressed.
In for. Does not know what she's in for right now. We go to line four. Line four.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's going on?
Line four? Keyshawn.
What's up?
J. Will Zoo. Man, it's the best show on the radio right now. Anywhere.
Say
y'all
that again, man. I need to hear
day.
That one more
Wait,
time.
Say those names again.
On the air.
Oh, say it louder.
I need you to say. I need you to say all the names.
And send emails everywhere.
Zoob Zoob. I'm gonna call him Zoob Zoob. I'm gonna call him J Will and call him the key to the. He got the keys. He got the keys. Keys. He got the keys. Yeah.
Look at your uncle, man.
It's. I hear you. Did we have to do that? Is this a great? Is this the way to get me ready?
I gotta go get dressed, Zubin. I'll see you later.
Oh my God! I can't.
It's awkward. I don't know what to say.
I go to the bathroom with myself.
I'm hoping Zubin feels better. He's working on it right now, and that's what we want to see.
You've been here for like 2 months. They don't know.
I've really been here. I'm a lingerer, man. I won't go away. And now, not only am I lingering here, I'm lingering on First Take next with Keyshawn. Greedy is next on your radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.